With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
fanboy, this one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it in Bonjour. France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high
Absolutely.
Standards. And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu. You know the drama is
never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hi guys.
All right.
Happy Wednesday. It's girl talk time.
It's Imagine girl if we were American. Talk time.
I often wonder that.
It like, would be a parallel universe.
How different would we be?
Let's say we had,
the same families, the same, you know, our friendships were the same, but we just lived elsewhere and we grew up elsewhere. Let's say we lived in America. Do you think we'd be different?
I think our influences, they would kind of be similar.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's our
It's not that drastic, I suppose.
But it would be an interesting one.
Interesting experiment.
We'd just speak, we'd maybe be more like beach, if we would live like, say, we're in like by the beach.
Mm, be beach girls.
We'd be like super easy breezy beach girls.
Bit of surfing
instead
maybe
of
on the
city
side.
Girls. Maybe we'd be a bit more athletic, like maybe,
volleyball people.
Yeah, a bit of volleyball. Maybe we'd like dabble in. I don't know what the beach girls do. Would
surf
surfing. Mm. Just super breezy. Mm.
Who knows,
the true California girl. Mm.
California babe.
But who knows? We're Nottingham girls through and through.
Yeah, we're Nottingham girls through and
we're
through.
We're Nottingham girls through and through. Born and bred. Born and bred.
Happy Wednesday, guys. Yes. Thanks for tuning in again. It's Girl Talk.
It is. We've got a really good question of the week.
And we're not going to waste any time. We're going to be efficient. We're going to be sharp. We're going to be on the ball. And we're just going to dive straight in.
So hit us with the question of the week.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
On that note, question of the week is, if your friend, or this one of you actually sent this in, so credit to the girl who sent this in to us.
This is like stuff that, I feel like we've discussed this many times throughout like our life.
Throughout our life, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, remember the last girl talk, the question of the week was something like if a friend followed your side hustle, like copied your side hustle, how would you feel?
It's got a similar vibe.
It's a similar vibe. So yeah, like I said, one of you guys sent this in, so thank you. It's if your friend or someone close to you had a business, would you either want mates rates, help a sister out.
I'm actually very interested to see this poll.
Help a girl out, this is your business, hook me up type of thing.
Right, it's like, oh, hook me up, my friend's got a cool business, hook me up with that t-shirt for free.
Yeah.
You know, but almost it's expecting it. It's like, I'm your mate.
Or, well, it's mates rates that exists. Like, yeah. Mates rates.
Yeah, it's mates rates. Yeah. But I feel like mates rates are when it's an established business. Mm. You know,
not
it's like...
Not something new.
Because it's like, say I had a thriving hair salon and you're my best friend.
I'm like, sure.
And you know, and it was a successful business.
Get some free highlights.
I'd be like, Sophia, come in. Susan will can do your hair for free. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're like, it's sweet. You know, Chintzy is fine. It's a booming business. I'll offer to pay, but Chintzy's like, no, honestly, it's actually fine.
But if it's no, if I'm your only client,
right, then it's
different
like
story.
And you're asking for it for free. Yeah. I'd be like, you can give me the 70 quid.
So it's once mates rates or I'm paying full price and supporting a friend.
Okay.
So what do you think the poll's gonna
be? Well, I would like to think that the poll is majority I'm supporting my friends. Mm-hmm. And
correct.
What is it? Okay.
So we've got 33% are saying they want mates rates.
Okay.
Which is fair enough. And we've got 67% saying I'm paying full price and I'm helping a girl out.
Okay. I think, right, so say it was you. Mm-hmm. Sophia was like, shit, it's a great new venture. I'm actually going to do Sophia's Beads.
We're going back to Sophia's Beads.
But I don't have my bead. This is a universe where Chintzy's Beads doesn't exist. And this is Sophia launching Sophia's Beads.
Okay.
You've put a lot of money into it. I know how hard you've worked. Mm. You're thinking,
that's manufacturing issues with the beads. Like,
yeah, you're thinking, I've put all my saves into this Chintzy. Mm. I hope it works. Mm. Fingers crossed. Mm. You know, this is, you know, I want this to be my lifetime thing. Like, I want this to be my thing. You know, my career. I really want this to work. And I'm like, knowing all that, give me some. Mm. You know, and not offering to pay. You'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
The beads are...
Well, it's the same kind of, it just goes back to like supporting friends' ventures.
It goes
back to those things that you kind of see on Instagram. Like, it costs nothing for you to share your friend's page or for you to share your friend's new business. Like, that costs you £0.
Because fair enough, if you can't actually support, I understand.
Yeah.
I get that, but that's supporting in other ways where it's like, look, you can get that out to your small circle of people or whatever. And that is helpful for a small business.
Yeah.
Like, I think unless Sophia was like, no, I insist. You use this 30% off code. Mm. I insist. Mm. You'd still have to be like, no, I'm paying full price.
Well, the thing is, I'm trying to think, like, we've had, I'd say, friends who have launched businesses and they will have gifted us stuff.
Yeah.
But then the difference is, like, if I like it, I rebuy it. Like, say I use it, I'm not then going back asking for a refill of freebies.
Right.
Yeah, I'm being like, that was fucking great product. I'm going on your website and I'm paying full price for it without a doubt.
Regardless of whether it's your friend or not, it's a brand you like and enjoy.
Yeah.
So let's go and
support it.
Right.
No, I'm going to read some of your responses.
Yeah, I'd like to hear.
We've got, I think it depends. This is like what you said at the beginning. If they're established and thriving, then give me mates rates.
100%.
If they're just starting out, then I would pay full whack to support
them. Yeah, because like if I knew your business was turning over millions, I'd be like,
you can give me a free
t-shirt. I'd be like, you can give me the 50% off at least.
Right.
You know? But even then, how would you even approach that? It's like, I feel like I have to wait for it to be offered.
Oh yeah, you would never expect
No. Unless you're like, it's like your sister.
My friend does my nails and she puts so much effort in. Yeah. I would never ask for a discount.
Yeah.
She always says I don't need to pay, but I just send money anyways. That's a lovely dynamic to have. Because it's maybe awkward, the friend that's got the business.
It is a bit awkward.
Being like, I want you to pay me, like, you need to pay me for
Yeah, because she's like, no, honestly, you don't have to pay.
Yeah.
But really, it's like, I would appreciate the 40 quid.
I run my own business. My friends used to take advantage of me, either not paying or hardly paying, even though I could have easily got in a client who would have paid the actual price and would have taken the same amount of time.
That's the thing. It's like, okay, if I'm going to carve out my time to do your hair at Chintzy Salon, you know, I want to be paid for...
Why are we working for free just because you're my friend?
Yeah. Mm.
If it was a small business, I'd want to support 100%. If it was something massive, I don't think it's wrong to ask if they can help you out.
Yeah.
I secretly want mates rates, but of course I'm spending my money on boosting that business.
Yeah.
My friend owns a cake business and I never let her give me mates rates. Her stuff is amazing and I'm supporting her to build it even further.
Oh.
That's the attitude that I like.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want to support you.
Right.
Like
I like your product. The cakes are delicious.
I'm a genuine fan. You're doing something great here. I'm the average customer.
The thing is,
I'm
like,
here for buying
it's my niece's birthday. I'm going to order a cake.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting you to give me the cake.
Yeah. for free. If you want to throw in a couple cake pops for free, be my guest.
yeah.
But I'm paying full price for this little, three-tiered you know, pink maybe Barbie cake.
Half a dozen cake pops, chocolate flavour or something, won't go amiss.
I totally want to pay full price to my friend's business. It's all about supporting your friends. And also, if you love what they do, you would never want to go anywhere else. Right. However, as a business owner, when my friends come to me, I always say, oh, don't worry about it, or just give me half. But then when friends have done that to me, you try and pay more and they don't take it. And the same when they come to me. So it's an awkward one.
Right. It is an awkward one.
I'm a lash tech and have some friends on each side. It's interesting. The ironic thing is the ones closest to me will pay the full price. Real friends will support you. And in return, I might give them free lashes every once in a while. It's just about give and take. But mates rates is just take.
I feel like generally it might be like people who you're not really that good friends with. Who
are almost kind of taking like advantage of the generosity
they're thinking,
maybe.
Well, Sophia's got a lash business. I'm just going to go to her, try and bag myself a free.
She's not going
to
charge me 50 quid.
She can't charge. If I ask her, she can't charge me. It's mates. I'm a mate. You know, where it's like a true friend would be like, don't worry about it. Like, I'm going to support you.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is just I think that is just people taking advantage. And that goes into all different aspects.
It's almost
of
the same
life.
As like when, you know, because also it's, I feel like that would be the same people who, when you launched the business, they were like, what is she doing? Like, kind of judgmental, be like, oh, have you heard Sophia started a lash business? How weird is that? You know, and then 2 years later, when they see you doing Kylie Jenner's lashes, all of a sudden they're like, Sophia,
that was my best friend.
How about a pair of lashes? You know, you're doing amazing, and all of a sudden there's all this support.
Yeah,
and you're like, hang on a second.
Where was support when I really
needed it
to get this off the
ground?
Exactly. You didn't follow my Instagram account. You didn't like the post.
You didn't share the post.
You
didn't come
and
support.
You're copying it. You're trying to do
here you are DMing me asking for some lashes, acting like you're my best friend and you're really proud of me when you should have been proud of me from the start. Right.
Amen,
sister.
No, just the people that support you, right?
100%.
At the beginning.
The true people in your circle are the people who will support you when, at the very beginning.
Me and Chintz even noticed that when we were at school and we started our blog.
100%. When we started our little freaking blog, our little cute little blog.
And our little YouTube channel.
Our cute little blog, it was like ghost town.
Yeah. We had this big group of girlfriends at school.
It was
we were
a ghost
in a big
town.
Group. There were probably about 12 girls in this
There's
group.
There's a lot of
right?
girls in the group.
And then we started this little fashion blog on. We're doing our A levels on there
little,
every week. Had little,
little
Instagram
passion,
going along.
It was a passion project.
So
truly
fun,
from
right?
the heart.
Not a single soul, let me tell you. Not a single girl followed the account. Liked the pictures. It was
made
all
positive comments.
Yeah,
it was all sniggering, snide comments. How long are you gonna do this blog for?
Yeah,
you know, just like
started the YouTube channel, sending links in private chats. What the fuck is this? Blah, blah,
it's
blah,
the
blah.
Worst feeling in the world when,
and then it's you guys are doing so great. So
oh,
proud
I'm so
of
proud
you.
Of you. Come so far. I'm so proud of you.
Like, and excuse me.
It's like, hang on a sec.
Yeah,
where's all this energy come from? Because I'm not used to this, and it's weird.
You weren't showing this a couple of years ago.
No, exactly. And it really does show you who your true supporters are, your true friends are. When you do something quite different
out
and
the ordinary.
Maybe yes, some people will talk about it, but if you're truly a friend, you're going to support and you're not going to talk
from the sidelines.
You're not going to talk bad about anything we're doing, you know what I mean?
Because when other people did similar things, they got all the support.
Yeah,
so it's like, come on guys,
so
you learn a lot when you try something new, for sure.
100%
shows you who you can really trust and who you can lean on.
100%.
So the friends that don't ask you for mate rates, I think, are the ones
to
keep
around.
They're
the real ones.
Interesting.
Baby. Right, let's roll on to dilemma numero uno.
Okay, girl talk dilemma.
Right.
So this is tough. There's this girl called Sarah who I have been joined to the hip with since
Sarah.
Birth. Our mums were friends and were pregnant together.
Wow.
We went to nursery together and even moved high schools together after both not liking our first school choice. We have been
friends now.
We have been friends now for 19 years and we've been on holidays to concerts, you name it, we have done it. And it's always just been me and her.
Incredible.
You two actually remind me of our relationship a lot.
That's incredible.
She was so much more than a friend to me and my family.
Gorge.
After we had finished high school and summer was over, life was great and we had never been more close. After forming a small group of close friends, including ourselves, three boys, three girls, after some time, Sarah and one of the boys in the group, John, got close and became a couple. Okay. I was really happy for them both, as yeah. John was a great friend of mine too.
Love John.
I went off to college in London while she stayed local and did an apprenticeship. Okay, a couple John. Of months staying went by and I sensed a distance between me and Sarah.
Interesting.
Therefore, I started to make the extra effort.
Of course.
Texting her to go for lunch, mm-hmm. shopping, etc., which most of the time she would do. It got to a point where I was tired of making the effort and decided to hold back and see if I get any in return.
Nice.
I didn't.
Interesting.
Weeks would go by and I'd get nothing. I tried again, but this time she was denying my suggested plans. This went on for ages, but eventually she was just straight up ignoring me.
Is this because of John?
I was heartbroken. The plot really thickens, guys.
Is it because John's in the picture?
Did all those years mean anything to her? Right. I felt she never looked at our friendship the way that I did.
Yeah.
Fast forward a couple years.
Fuck me.
Right. I started uni in Nottingham.
Oh, incredible. Locals unite. Mm.
And at this point, don't speak to Sarah at all.
Shit me.
At most, once every 4 months, but it's always me messaging her first and 2-minute conversations.
Bizarre that no big conversation has happened. Mm. Like, I feel like after like 6 months of like no contact, that it needs to be like a, usually there'd be like a discussion.
Like, can we just talk
just
about
like
what
happened? Like, what is going on with you?
Yeah. The boys I would still talk to on a regular basis, pretty much every week.
Uh-huh.
Every now and then I would come home for a couple days and this time had planned to meet with some old girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of dinner, one of the girls mentioned to me about John flirting and kissing other girls on nights out.
Johnny.
So this is the friendship group. Johnny boy. Do you remember? Yeah.
Right.
The other girl said they've all witnessed this and a lot of people know about this, but Sarah doesn't like going out and doesn't have many friends due to isolating herself in this relationship. So she has yet to find out.
So John's off thinking he can do what he wants.
Because his girlfriend's because his at girlfriend's home, not really mixing with anyone.
She doesn't talk to anyone, so no one's informing her of John's behaviour. Yeah.
I mean, not the nice thing, but I guess you can kind of have comfort that she's not just distanced herself from you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she's distanced herself from everyone.
It sounds like she might be just going through something. Mm. And maybe she's in a relationship that she feels a bit trapped in.
Mm.
Maybe, yes, she doesn't know he's cheating, but maybe he's treating her poorly in other ways in the relationship and she's kind of isolated herself because of him.
Let's keep reading.
I feel like.
I was obviously disgusted, so I asked the boys in our group if this was true.
Right.
They said it was, and they're trying to get him to stop, but don't want to lose John as a friend, as they have known him since birth.
He needs
so all
to
these
end
friends
it
are
with,
very close.
He needs to end it with her.
Although I wasn't that close with Sarah anymore, I still pulled John aside and said, if he doesn't sort this out, I will.
Yeah.
He agreed and said he was going to talk to Sarah. Half a year went by at uni, Jesus. And I come home again. A night out was planned with the group, but Sarah and John were unable to make
it. Right.
I took this as an opportunity to ask the boys how their relationship was. Mm-hmm. The boys informed me that the situation had gotten worse. The boys had lost count of the amount of girls he'd kissed on nights out, slept with other girls.
Poor Sarah.
He was even trying to message Sarah on WhatsApp more so he could turn his Snap locations off.
Ew.
To go back to girls' houses without her noticing.
Ew.
The boys said they feel... See, why?
Ew. Why? Just be single. Just let Sarah
go. And
go.
Live the single life.
It's fucking weird. I don't get it. I literally do not understand
I
it.
I think maybe.
Like, what is it? What is the science?
I think maybe the science is that he loves and
having
gets
her at home.
No, I think he gets a thrill
right?
off of like being caught, maybe being caught. Like, this is wrong. I shouldn't be doing
the
this.
Excitement
like, kind
of
getting a kick out of knowing that this is wrong.
The adrenaline rush.
Yeah,
of it all.
I think so. And knowing that, like, he's got to tiptoe around, and I think that's probably what gives him a kick.
But I want to know what he truly feels about Sarah. Because it's like, if you look, obviously, you can't love someone.
No, of course he doesn't.
You can't. But it's like, but you still want to keep her around. Mm. It's bizarre to me.
Because it's that comfort,
it's
isn't
bizarre.
It?
Bizarre.
So we keep reading.
Right.
The boys said they feel awful and want Sarah to know as it's gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
But also, John's one of the boys, they're the boys, we want to lose him as a friend.
At the beginning, it was maybe like, John, he's kissed one girl. Now he's kissed
like,
a fucking girl. But
John's
now
going
it's
a
got
bit.
To the point where John's got a bit cocky. He knows he's getting away with it. He knows no one's telling Sarah. Mm. He's sleeping with girls now. Mm. He's upped up his, you know,
up the
technology
ante.
With the turning off the
snap
and he thinks he's all slick.
Mm.
But it's all about to come crashing down for John.
I was shocked. My first thoughts were I needed to tell Sarah, but my second thoughts were why should I be a good friend and tell her okay. when she was the one who pushed me away for a boy and caused me a lot of heartache.
Fair enough. So it's like
if she doesn't want to be my friend, why should this be any of my business? Me telling her would also mean losing the boys as friends who I still speak to every week, as they would obviously still be friends with John afterwards, and when John finds out I told her, he obviously won't want to be around me anymore.
I don't want to be friends with no John. So.
I eventually decided I'm going to tell her as it feels like the right thing to do. I messaged her one evening asking if she wants to go for a drive because I needed to chat with her.
Nice.
No reply.
Sarah, come on, it's important.
I double messaged her, rang her, and didn't get a reply until 3 days later asking if everything was all right.
Something's up with Sarah.
Even though I know she's been active on social since. I tried again, but she's always busy. Do I carry on trying because of the friendship we used to have, or do I accept she doesn't want anything to do with me and let her boyfriend cheat?
Do you almost think...
The moral code here is...
Do you almost think Sarah is already aware? Doesn't want to face it. She's like, look, I know you know what's probably going on. I know what you're going to tell me. I don't want to hear it because, like, she's infatuated by John still.
Because, unfortunately, and it happens to the best of us, happens very common.
Yeah.
You get in a relationship 100%. And your friendships just die out because you stop prioritizing them. You know, everyone has this energy of, you know, I'm going to make my boyfriend so happy and I'm going to spend all this time. I'm going to make so much effort for him. I'm going to spend all this time with him. I'm going to book these things for him. And it's like, where's that fucking energy in your friendships? Friendships are more important, and like you need to, especially at this age,
have to nurture them. I feel like
you need to give the effort to both.
I feel like people. Sarah got into this relationship, was super in love with John,
head over heels,
and I think in the beginning John was probably lovely. He was probably treating her lovely. Was like all lovely,
filling
lovely,
up
lovely.
Her time, fair enough. Filling all, up her time. We all get distracted with boyfriends.
Whatever.
It's normal.
But and then. It's weird how Sarah distanced herself so much from her best friend.
From everyone. As well.
But I think John is the main cause. I think she's feeling trapped. I think there's more to it than meets the eye. And I think she does need you right now. She does need her best friend.
To like pull her out of that.
You need to, as hard, look, she's going no. Mm. But like, you got to keep going. I think she really needs help.
Plugging away.
I almost think like,
can we ask her mum?
That's what I was about to say. Where are parents?
Yeah.
Where are siblings? I think Sarah needs help. I don't think Sarah's okay. I don't think she's in a happy relationship. Mm. I think she needs her friends.
Mm.
And you're right to message her and tell her. Keep fucking messaging. Send it, like,
keep
I don't
going.
Know. Just keep going. Like, can you go around to her house? Mm. Can you go see her mum? Because obviously you're close with the mum. Talk to your mum to talk to her mum because you're all besties.
Yeah.
Because they had the babies together.
Yeah.
And let's sort this out because I think Sarah, I think
the mums
John,
need to step in.
Yeah.
Here.
I think this is a mum job.
Yeah.
Some things are mum jobs.
Some
I think
things
this
are mum jobs.
This is a mum job.
You got to talk to Sarah's mum.
If this
mum
was Sophia,
now.
I'd be like, Fiona. This is an emergency.
Yeah. I'd be like, Angie, I'm on my way around. I need to talk to you.
I've never known a situation like this.
Yeah.
This is code red serious.
Or I'd
okay?
be like, Fiona, I need to ring up Angie and have a
right.
conversation.
Right, like, this is like mum territory now.
Yeah.
Like, Sarah needs
because you have
assistance.
Like, there's only so much everyone can do, and I get it. Like, you've reached out
to 100%.
Her.
You could throw in the towel, 100%.
I know, but...
Like, I just have a funny feeling.
Yeah, this is not right.
No,
and I think that
I have a bad feeling.
Sarah, unfortunately, has found herself in a shit relationship.
Shit fucking
and
relationship.
And she's probably feeling a bit, you know, she's not stupid. She knows, like, I fucking pushed all my friends away. And I'm in this shit situation. And she's not stupid.
She's 100% feeling trapped.
She knows, 100%. Like, if I break up with John, like,
who have I
I'm
got?
Not going to be, who have I got? I've got no one. Because I've lost my best friend who's wrote the email. I'm not going to be in this group of three girls and three boys anymore
because
that we were
the boys
in originally
because
the boys
be
are with John.
Whatever.
So she's probably thinking,
yeah,
I don't know,
she's,
fucking know what to
she's
do.
She's got herself in a pickle, but every situation is solvable. I think
it's mum time.
Yeah, it's
mum's
mum time.
Get involved.
I think John needs to fucking do
John
one.
Needs to fuck off.
Because also, if he's treating her like that in front of all his mates, you know, imagine what he's doing behind closed doors. Like, I'm scared to think.
Mm.
Like, she needs to get out of this relationship with this twat.
Yeah.
He like,
doesn't treat her right.
It's just horrible. Mm. Who should stand for that?
And I do have faith that once she is out of this relationship, your friendship could
100%.
Just really blossom 100%. And grow back
together. I think Sarah's lost her little spark. Mm. Like, it's like sometimes in a relationship you can lose what makes you, you. It's like what makes you just your effort
glow
and it's like what makes you
have a spring in your step.
Your happiness. Like, Sarah's lost her happiness and she's lost a little spark.
She's got a lot of stress.
Yeah, and she's lost who she is and she's lost her people and Sarah's... She's lost her tribe. She feels like she's lost you. I know she misses you. Mm. You know, you did nothing to her.
Yeah.
It's...
She knows she fucked up.
Yeah, and she needs you right now. Get the fucking mums involved. This is serious.
Mum 999.
Yeah.
Annie, we need help here.
911... Yeah, 9-1-1, we're 999. I always think 911 is America.
Is America.
One day I'm going to be in a fucking serious situation. I'm going to dial 911 and get all confused.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, right. Next dilemma, guys. Okay. Let's do this.
Firing up.
Here we go.
Firing up. Right. Dilemma. An all-over proposal palaver.
Oh, my God.
Me. Hi, girls. I hope you're having a wonderful day. We are. We've had a great start to our day.
Yeah, we're having a good day.
We are. Sophia's fucking brightness is always on like right down.
It's because my phone's on like 15%.
Yeah, because it's 10 a.m. and you didn't charge it last night. It's not my fault. I'm sitting on 80% because I charged it.
Well, let's use your phone instead.
Right.
Oh, wait. She's not got the emails.
Right. So here we go. This is a proposal palaver. Here we go.
This is a palaver. This is about three different situations.
I love the word
one.
Palaver. I think she spelled palaver wrong.
How she spelled palaver? P-A-L-A-V-A. Palaver.
She's put P-A-L-A-V-E-R.
Ooh, palaver. Yeah.
We're having a
That's
palaver.
That's not correct.
It's definitely not correct, Susan, okay? You should check your grammar before you send in professional emails, okay? It's all about that in our book, okay? We tell you how to write a professional email. Check your grammar and your spelling. To be fair, I'd have wrote that first, palaver.
And then like, how'd you spell palaver?
Because yeah, I'm looking at that going... That doesn't look fucking right.
The worst is when you're trying to spell a word and even the phone's not getting what you're trying to spell. It's like, yeah. I can't fucking get this word
out. You know
what
I can never spell? What is that fucking word that I can never spell? Hallelujah. I can never spell hallelujah. Does it have Jane?
I always spell...
And the phone never knows what you're trying to put.
I always spell obviously wrong. I'm like, is it OB or is it OV? And I still couldn't tell you. Sat here.
Obs.
Obvi.
Well,
obvi.
When you abbreviate, it's OB. It's obs. OBV, right? Obs.
I thought it was OV. OVB.
Obviously. Oh, obs.
See, I just can't get it.
Yeah, of course it is OVB, obviously. I'm really confused.
Yeah, I don't know if it's ob or ob.
But hallelujah, everyone try. You try spell hallelujah right now.
H-A-L-L-E.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With a jar. With a J-A-H. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because Josh Safdie's news. Whenever
I always say hallelujah, but I never say it in person. I always just write it because it's like, oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
You do hallelujah. Write hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. What even is that? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise be the Lord.
Praise be the Lord.
Hallelujah. Only church girls will know that song. We're church girls through and through. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise be the Lord.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
Catholic some, schools, you know.
Some other churches, some weird hymns.
Weird songs. We're like, they didn't sing it right.
What is that weird song? At least we sing the normal ones.
We had to go to like school singing church competitions almost.
We did. We had to go to fucking choir battles with other schools. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Almost like anyway. A holy glee club or something.
Yeah. Anyway. Mrs. Gilman. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, babe.
Mrs. Gilly. You are chosen for the choir. You are chosen for the choir.
How
you
old
are
were chosen they? For the choir. I can't think how old our teachers were. I've
she
got no
must have been 35.
You reckon?
Yeah. So now she's got to be in her 40s. Well, yeah, 47. She's got to be. She wasn't in her 20s then. No. Surely not.
What, she was like 29 though?
Yeah, maybe she was like 31.
You know, I am so bad with
age.
Yeah. Like, I could look at someone, even you, Chintz, I could look at you and think, I don't fucking
do
know
I look
how
18?
Old you
do
are.
I look 32? I don't know.
Like, I'm so bad with men, women of all ages, of looking at them and thinking, how old are you? I've not got a clue.
Because I looked at an old person last night on TV. No, the other night on TV. And my boyfriend was like, he looks really young. He looks fucking like he's 100 though. I've no gauge of the old people. All the old people look...
You mean from like 40 plus, everyone
looks
very similar.
Yeah, but then my parents are pushing 60 and I'm like, to me, you still look quite young.
But you would actually, think 60 is like grey and old, yeah, but it's not. That's more exactly like, what I'm thinking, you know, 80, 90.
Because I look at them and still think they're 45, which is actually very young.
Yeah.
And I'm only 24. We've got a while to go, haven't we? Right. So, on New Year's Eve, my best friend of 22 years, let's call her Sarah. Classic. Shocker.
I feel sorry for anyone listening called Sarah. Sarah. I'm so sorry that your name's been
chosen. Sarah, you've caused this palaver and we're really fucking...
Palaver.
And we're really pissed off, to be honest. Sarah. Right.
Sarah.
Is there any baby Sarahs out there? I feel there's no babies called Sarah.
Are people
these
still
days.
Calling baby Sarah? I don't I know. Yes. Unless the name runs it's, in the family. It's a lovely name. It's nothing wrong
no,
with
listen,
the name.
It's a classic, lovely name. Mm. I just have not seen a baby Sarah ever.
I'm going to a baby's birthday at the weekend.
Hey?
Yeah, just
what,
found out.
What baby?
My boyfriend's cousin's...
Jesus.
Sister's baby.
Send me pictures of the baby.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking I'm going to have to...
And
like,
what's the baby
like,
called?
I'm going to take a present.
Maybe you can't say what the baby's called.
Yeah, probably shouldn't, but it's first birth and it's a boy.
Nice.
So what do I take? I'm going to take some flowers for the mum because I'm like, well done,
you
your first year
of motherhood.
You
could go to the White Company and get that gorgeous little mini baby dressing gown because that's just a classic. It's a lovely
gift.
I need
to see a picture of the child because I've got no idea how big or small this baby is.
Yeah, it could be a chubby one, could be a skinny one.
Could be small, could be tall.
Could be small, could be tall. How big are 1 year olds? Who knows?
The 1 year old we know is pretty big.
Pretty chunky.
Mm.
Oh, we love him.
Shout out to Carmen.
Also, happy Easter to all the babies out there. I used to love an Easter egg hunt up until a couple of years ago.
Mm.
Incredible.
Good times.
Good times.
All right, let's get back to it. The palaver.
So, let's call her Sarah. Got engaged and I found out on social media. Oh shit, so we've gone straight to
so
it. I didn't even process that. So it's her best friend of 22 years.
So it's you
me.
Finding out I'm engaged on Instagram.
I'd be like, you're a weirdo. I'd be like, this is fake. I'd be like, I'm being punked. Am I on MTV?
Right.
Ridiculous.
That would really hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
Well, that's not right. That's weird. Again, it makes me, I just...
Like, I want to be FaceTimed immediately.
But
OMG.
No, but it scares me. This is almost scary. I'd be scared if you got engaged now and didn't tell me.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, what's going on there? It's a different angle.
Mm.
Right. Okay. I was a little upset
that
she never even right now has told me personally before she put on social media, but I let it go. So it wasn't even like, okay, I posted the Instagram and I was like, oh, Sophia. Guess what?
Yeah.
It wasn't even after the fact. There's been no conversations about it.
Weird.
Weird. Weird. Is it like, is it something to do with the boyfriend? Like, does she think you don't like the boyfriend? Oh, well, I suppose the fiance now. Okay, so I was a little upset that she never told me personally before she put it on social media, but I let it go. She's been with a fiance, let's call him Brian, for a year and a half. So not that. Well, it's long. But not that long. I've been with my boyfriend for 7 years and we're stronger and happy as ever. And we're talking about having a family together in the near future. As much as I love Sarah, I was also jealous/upset when I found out Brian had proposed to Sarah. Mm. Yeah, because...
You've been with your boyfriend for 7 years.
There's that thing about, it's like, well, that I should have been first.
Yeah.
But obviously no one should be first, whatever. Mm.
But just you I know think about, you know, I've been with him for 7 years. You're thinking about with him for a year
why
and a half.
Your boyfriend hasn't made that step yet when, after a year and a half, yeah. Brian can already know. Mm. He said to me... blah, blah, blah. I couldn't help but start crying in front of my boyfriend.
Oh.
Oh. He said to me, it will happen one day. Just because I haven't done it doesn't mean I love you any less.
Oh. Still 7 years. Come on.
We're only young, 22 and 24. Of course.
Oh, changes things.
That changes everything. Mm. Now, poor your boyfriend, bless him, he's probably thinking,
shit, pressure's on.
The pressure's on, but also it's like, it's just sad. Yeah. Right. Okay. We're only young, 22 and 24. How long have they, when did they get together then? When they're about 16. Crazy. We're only young, 22 and 24, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
He said that. Okay.
I was like, with you. With me. As I was reading it. I will ask when the time is right. Sorry, that was okay, all that was in all speech. His speech. Like, it was a bit disjointed.
So, I get that, though. I'd been with someone for 7 years, I'd be like, 100%. Let's go. Even if we were, like...
Well, young.
Yeah.
But then there is the layer of, we're young, like, we're still figuring this out. Like,
but are we?
Well, in terms of just, like, life.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, he might have a lot of shit going on. He knows Careers he's got found, you.
Yeah.
And he wants to wait until, you know...
He can buy you the ring that you bit, want, and you've maybe got a house.
And things are a bit calmer, exactly, when you've got a house.
I get
and
that.
That's how I see it. Which eased me a lot.
Mm. Well, good. That's a good I'm thing. Glad your boyfriend's given you reassurance.
Because I get the initial response is cry, you know, freak out. But good. Sounds like you've got a lovely relationship there. Soon after New Year, I met with Sarah to congratulate her in person. Mm-hmm. She had a box with her. Ooh. When she gave it to me, I opened it. And she asked me to be maid of honour, which was lovely. Okay. I'm a bit confused at this point.
What's the problem?
Soon after this, Sarah FaceTimed Brian and later in the conversation called me a slag.
Oh my God. Wait, who did Brian or her?
Let me read that line again. Soon
Where
after,
did that so come from? Curveball.
Curveball. Soon after this. So, Sophia, you've just asked me to be... You just got engaged secretly. Yeah. And I've let it go because you're my best friend.
But now I'm saying, chintz. We've been made of
And
honor.
I'm like, oh my God, thank God. I've still got my
and
best
then
friends.
I'm calling Steve. Steve. Blah, 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 blah. And then someone's Steve. Gone slag.
This fucking slag. What slag? I've been with my boyfriend for seven years. What a weird thing to say, Sarah.
No, I think Brian said that.
Oh, wait. Oh, Brian said that. Oh, shit. What a fucking prick. I'm getting confused. So soon after this, Sarah FaceTimed Brian, and later in the conversation, he called me a slag. Fuck off. That's ridiculous. That's disgusting. It's disgusting. I hate that.
On what grounds?
Let's read on. In which I had never spoken to him before.
No, you've never spoken to him?
Oh my God, the layers and the layers and the layers and the layers. The onion is just unraveling.
It's like a baklava.
This is like a baklava, the layers of the phyllo. It's a milfoy, million layers. We love a milfoy.
Oh my God. Why has Brian got a weird complex about
I'm
you?
I'm starting to think this is all Brian.
What is all Brian?
Like, why have we never hung out with Brian and Sarah together, for one? Okay, that's weird. I'm your best friend of 22 years. Why did you get engaged secretly and post it on social media and not tell me? That's weird.
Was that Brian? Being
I'm thinking Brian is changed as
influenced a few decisions.
This is just obviously my assumption, but it doesn't sit right to me that she's not acting how she would usually, right? And why now is he calling me a fucking slag? Uncalled for. We've never spoken before, right? And I'm involved in your wedding.
I'm going to be next to you.
I'm a big part in your life. Like, I'm your children's auntie.
We're
going to
be at that top table,
right?
Together, eating our salmon.
I was so angry. And I wanted to say something, but I chose not to.
Oh,
Fucking hell, you've got good strength there. I want to say something, but I chose not to.
I'd be like, Chintz, why did Sarah, because why did Brian just call me a slag?
Fucking slag? We need to talk about this. But I understand.
In the moment.
I'm one of those people who kind of processes it, sits and thinks, in silence and thinks, hang on, what just happened?
What am I gonna do about
that? Don't say anything until after the fact. So I understand why, yeah. So she chose not to because me and Sarah were going out that night and I didn't want to make things awkward.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right? But I feel like you should be talking to Sarah tonight. Mm. On this night. Sarah, fucking heard, you know. On a positive note, Sarah told Brian to apologise to me. Oh, so we're all aware that this has happened.
Okay.
But why? Well, I want to know what the conversation was.
I need
was.
To see
why did it,
how that went down.
Was he just joking? Like, oh, she's a fucking slag.
Oh, that slag, the maid of honour. What? Excuse me?
Excuse me? So she stuck up for me. Okay, so she stuck up to the Brian.
Right, we're getting lost in the details, but Brian's called Sarah slag. Brian's apologised.
Well, Sarah's told Brian to apologise to her, although he never did.
Right.
So he's not that sincere then, is he? I really don't like this guy she's marrying.
Mm.
I've got bad vibes.
Not a good first impression,
I've got
I'm
a
not
very
gonna lie.
Bad taste in my mouth.
Mm.
I just want Sarah to be happy.
Mm.
Is it okay to feel jealous about someone else getting married? Do I tell her that I don't like her fiancé? It's been 7 years and my boyfriend still hasn't asked me... Do I break up with him because he hasn't asked me yet? Or do I wait? Please help.
We've got a lot of questions
here. A lot to unpack.
But what's question number one?
Question number one is it okay to feel jealous about someone else getting married? I feel like we already covered that. Yes, you were 7 years.
I can understand where those feelings can come from.
100%. I think it's normal, natural. It's something you want really badly. Seeing someone else get it, yeah, you can be jealous, but you can also be happy for them. You've got to let go of the jealousy. Listen, you can feel the jealousy for a little bit, but then it's like you've got to let it go. You've got to be happy and know that your time will come, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's like the same.
It's not a race.
It's like the same if we were all actresses,
yeah,
right?
I've got my big break.
Sophia's got a big break.
I'm new
She's
in
nominated
the industry.
For an Oscar, and I'm thinking...
And I've only been in this industry for
yeah,
a year.
And I've been slogging out for 7 years. I'm thinking,
fucking bitch.
She's got an Oscar and I haven't yet.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling like my time's coming. I've got a really good role coming up. It's an Al Pacino movie.
Yeah.
Right? With Leo.
Mm.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
You're thinking this is your shot.
You know, and I'm jealous.
It's natural to feel a bit of, oh yeah. my
it's
God.
It's natural to
like...
feel jealous of Sophia's Oscar, but also know that your time is coming also. Yeah.
Second question.
Second question one was, do I tell her I don't like her fiance?
See, right. Telling friends.
Our stance.
Listen.
Yeah.
Telling friends that you don't like their boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, husband, whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone takes a different stance, right? We have met people who have told us that they will outright say, I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't trust
Straight
him. He's
away.
Not good for you. I don't like you with him. That's my opinion. That's we've, you know, I know people that are that way inclined.
But you have to see the receiver's going to be as well in that instance, because they might be someone who can think, look, I appreciate your opinion, but like, I'm going to brush it off. We can all still kind
hang
of
out,
hang,
not take it to heart somehow.
Not kind of take it personally. I know there are people out there who can kind of be like, that's your opinion. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But
heard
I'm
it.
Still, heard it, appreciate it. I'm still doing me. I still want us to try and be a collective in this.
I feel like we're more in the camp of I'm going to support from the sidelines. And if you're happy in your relationship,
that's
like if I can't see that, you know, obviously if I see that he's treating you like shit and being an awful boyfriend, I'm going to step in and be like, hello. But if you're saying to me, he's a lovely guy, I am really happy.
He makes
me happy.
I'm not going to
jump in your world and be like, well, I don't fucking like him, because I just feel like that's not, if you're happy, it's not really my place to come and disrupt things for you.
Yeah, I do feel like the key there is for us, if it's the happiness thing. If I can noticeably see someone is distraught, upset, not
then
themselves,
it's time for an intervention.
Not themselves, or something's going on with the boyfriend or the girlfriend that I'm hearing, then yeah, I think it's like, right, it's got to the point where I'm gonna have to say something. But I think just off bad vibes, or you didn't get along with him that well, or that, but Sarah's still happy, it's like a tough one. You're saying So you're just saying, I just don't like him. I've got bad vibes. I just want Sarah to be happy. The issue is that she's actually engaged to this guy at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. If it was someone she was dating, you could maybe be like, look, that slag thing was really fucking... But I don't know. But I still feel like he does sound like a prick. Listen, he sounds like a prick.
It's a weird thing for him to say off the bat.
He sounds not nice. And I totally understand. If this was Sophia's fiance, I'd be absolutely furious.
I'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
You know,
on?
He's calling me a slag. You know, I've not spoken to the guy. Here? How have we got here to this point, you know?
I think it is worth definitely in this instance saying your piece.
Yeah.
And being like, look.
I think it's worth a conversation. As your maid of honour,
I'm here to support you throughout this marriage and in this wedding.
I don't really know this guy. And the only impressions, look, I'm here to support, but the only impressions I've got of him is he called me a slag. And, you know,
he hasn't apologized.
And overall, I'm getting bad vibes from him, Sarah. You know, help me here.
I just wanted to air this to you. Can you explain to me his behavior? You know, what's this guy like?
Me. Like, can I
you
get
know
to know him?
I don't.
He needs to hang out with my boyfriend as well. We all need to be a collective. We need to try and get on. And like, I just need to get to know him as your best friend and as your maid of honor.
Definitely say your piece before she wedding bells start ringing. Next question.
The next question is... it's been 7 years. My boyfriend still hasn't asked me. Do I break up with him because he hasn't asked me yet, or do I wait? I think in this instance, you wait it out.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong in your relationship.
You're still young,
here.
You're happy. He's supportive. You know, I think he's 24. You're 22. He's still figuring his shit out career-wise, I'm sure. And there's a lot going on. I think right now you just got to be there for each other and just ride out life. Get through Sarah's fucking wedding first before you're getting engaged.
This is just a little like comparison thief of joy situation.
Yes.
Because and this is an example of everyone's life moving at different paces.
And not to get stressed that your clock is not the same as someone else's.
Yeah, and it is true. Like, it's like, you know, some people they meet and 2 weeks later they're boyfriend and girlfriend. Other people, they'll be hanging out for 6 months before it's even being spoke about being exclusive.
Or they'll have known each other for 3 years and then be like, actually, I've got feelings for you.
Like, some
you know?
People will be engaged and married the next year. Some people will be engaged for like literally 10 years and never do it.
Right.
Like, everyone's doing shit at different... Oh my God.
The devil's coming out of Sophia.
Everyone's doing stuff at different paces, and I think you've got a lovely relationship. You're happy in your relationship. Your boyfriend said to you, he's not afraid to commit. He said to you, our time will come. It's not right yet, you know.
If his response was anything other, I would be concerned.
It's not like he was saying like, oh, slow down. I don't know if I see that for us. Like, you got a really positive response from him, and you're in your early 20s. You know, you guys could get engaged when you're like 27, 28, and it'd be a great time.
You're happy.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like,
don't self-sabotage your own great situation because you're thinking about times running out and all that stuff. What a palaver that was. That was a real palaver.
Real palaver. Baby.
All right, guys.
What's a quote we got? You got one on the top of your head? Come on.
Off the top of my head, let me
Come
think
on.
Of something real quick.
Come on.
The grass isn't always greener.
Boom.
No.
Yeah.
The grass isn't always greener. It's greener where you water it.
Love it. Exactly. Beautiful. That speaks a thousand words.
Mm-hmm.
So nurture that what you will. Your own relationships. Is that what it's saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
The grass is greener where you water it. You know, 100%. Put your energy into the right things and it will flourish.
100%. Don't just walk away when it's convenient and the easiest.
Or compare. Like the girl who's been proposed to.
100%.
She keeps watering her relationship. That grass is going to be greener.
Exactly.
Not
Don't compare
the friend
it
who you're a bit jealous of.
The friend who's just been with him for a year and a half and got engaged. Because you can't... You truly can't compare the two. Like 7 years
Peaches
a year.
Peaches and pears.
Like, it's completely different. Like it's different experiences.
All right, guys.
Brilliant.
Whew. What a journey that was.
What a journey. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening. You can email your dilemmas anytime to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, you can. And you can follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom. And you can follow us on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom. And on YouTube, @thegirlsbathroom. Thank you.
And we're everywhere. Good. Can't escape us.
Good night.
Good Amen. Night. Good evening. Amen.
Hallelujah.
See you next Wednesday, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues.
your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.